Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very happy to be joined by Jukka-Pekka Laakso, who is the festival director of the Tampere Film Festival. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Right, I think the best way to start off this interview is to tell us a little bit about the festival, first of all.
Well, Tampere Film Festival has been existing since 1970, and it's a short film festival. So it makes it one of the oldest short film festivals in Europe and in the world. And for a short film festival, I think we have, let's say, our size and respect from a lot of different players in the field make us quite known in this field. And as a short film festival, for us, short film in international competition means films that are under 30 minutes. Yeah. And besides this international competition, we show also some feature-length documentaries. So we are not strictly a short film festival. And besides the competition, there is during the 5 days of festival, we have special programs, domestic competition, children's programs, all in all about 110 screenings on several different screens in this, quite small city in Finland. It's the second biggest city in Finland, but in Finland that means it's about 200,000 people. And it's the idea of the festival, I think, is in short to show on big screens for 5 days that you don't usually see in cinemas. And when it comes to programming, I sometimes used to be very brief. I say that our idea of good cinema is that where the aesthetics and ethics are as important. So we have quite a lot of sort of issue films. Yeah. So we are interested in not just the art of cinema, but what the hell is happening in the world.
Yeah, well, that's good. So just in terms of the program, what kind of variety would you find at the Tampere Film Festival?
In Tampere, you would find really everything. So we have all genres. So we have everything from animation to documentary and films that are called experimental. Some of the stuff that we show are, let's say, even beyond cinema, as the makers of these films, we still call them films, but they call themselves artists and not filmmakers. Yeah. So you will find all this. So the scope is very, very, let's say, broad. And that's how we actually want to have it, because I think what one usually sees in cinemas, on what you usually see on TV, is actually leaving out a lot of the development of the art of cinema that is happening all the time. And our scope also goes in history, because we are not only showing new films, but we also want to remind of the history of cinema, because that is also important. So it's really difficult to put your finger where is our, let's say, the main focus, because our main focus is to show all the possibilities of cinema.
And
that's what we try to convince, that we usually see such a small part of the possibilities.
So is there collaboration with film archives as well?
Yes, we have been collaborating with the Finnish Film Archives for basically since the beginning.
No.
And then we have been now for almost 10 years, we have had this, not a big program, we have maybe just one or two programs every year, which we call the canon of short film. So we have been slowly kind of collecting, maybe we have now together with some other festivals maybe 100 essential short films from the history of short films all together that we have shown, not really to make a canon, but sort of to remind what kind of films have been made and what kind of films, despite their age, are still valid cinema today.
Past, present and future.
Yeah, we hope to also show the future, because very often you actually see on short films the future of feature films and documentaries and advertisements and whatever. So, yeah, we also try to see that. And actually, when it comes to cinema at the moment, for already a few years, I think the most important or interesting part of the development is where the barriers between the genres are actually struck down.
Sure, yeah.
So that you combine documentary with animation and you sort of are very liberal on your ideas of what a documentary be towards fiction and so on. And of course, technology is giving more and more opportunities to actually do images and sounds which are not really from this world. Mm. And with clever use, they can be beautiful cinematic part.
And do you have like panels and sessions like that as well?
Oh yeah. The thing is that I think the films that we show, that's only half of the festival. Mm. So we have masterclasses, panels, discussions, meetings. And so we really want to involve the filmmakers in the discussions, and we want also to be challenged by our audiences.
Yeah.
So, for instance, during last year and next year, what we are going to do is really discussing where does film end and high art or art begin, and why. We actually talk about things that are definitely, in my mind, cinema, and they are called art. Mm. And they are produced and they are distributed and they are also seen within the context of the art world, not in cinemas but in galleries and museums. And also how this world could benefit from the history and tradition of cinema and vice versa. This is, I think, also a good topic. And we try to have sessions on particular areas, us being in the Nordic countries, a small nation. We quite often talk about the possibilities of cooperation between countries, possibilities for small nations to actually have a viable film industry, and how we can break to the bigger markets and all these kind of things. So it's art and business again, which in my mind have always been the both sides of the cinema.
Of course, yes. And not to mention that like a lot of filmmakers start off with shorts, so that's also the future of cinema as well in that sense.
Yeah, this is very often more and more actually nowadays from media. You get this question that, which is slightly annoying in my mind, is that they ask, so who is we have at the festival from outside that is famous? Do we have any famous film stars? Do we have famous directors? And the thing is that, trying to very politely say that we are not in that kind of world of cinema. We don't care about stars because that's not interesting to us. We actually are interested in cinema.
Yes.
And so I try to put it nicely and say that we bring people who are not yet famous, but they might be in the future.
Yes.
So that's
very admirable. That's a very admirable thing, because you know, all these major festivals always look at the big names, but we forget that the smaller, let's say the less famous ones, are just as important to the development of cinema. But of course, we're here at the Sarajevo Film Festival, so I'm just wondering, what are your activities here? I'm sure you, I know you presented a series of shorts here as well.
Yeah, I was honored and lucky and all that to be asked to do a carte blanche, one screening of short films, whatever I fancy, and I sort of suggested, and there were five short films. Two of them were from Finland, and three of them outside Finland, and they were really, let's say, my favorite films, which I think that also give an idea for a lot of spectators on what kind of festival Tampere is. And also I put in the program a couple of Finnish films because kind of still represent Finland, and I think it's also interesting to show what kind of films are made in Finland. And I think the program kind of represented Tampere quite well, because one of the films that was made in 1962. So, and then there was one from the 80s, one from the 90s, and two Finnish films were quite recent, and another one which was 10 years old. And the program, I would say, it's not like an easygoing, entertaining program, but really also talking about serious issues like political issues and about, well, very human tragedies in a way. But especially with the Finnish films, I also brought kind of humor into the program and sort of letting people to ease a little bit, because I think that is also important that although, let's say, it's important to show films that make you think, it's also you can think with something that is has humor in it. And well, there's the last film that the program ended with was a Finnish film, and it's called Say Yes and Dance. And I think there's kind of a message in that film, and the whole program then ended with the last spoken words on the screen, which are "Everybody can dance." So that's another message, I think.
As far as the collaboration between festivals goes, how important is it for the festivals to invite, let's say, what happened in Sarajevo, that you were invited to do this to represent the Tampere Film Festival? How do you find that to be important in spreading the message that your festival is trying to convey?
Well, it's always working two ways, because festivals are a place where I meet filmmakers, I meet other programmers from other festivals, and other people who give us a lot of ideas and information. And of course, when it comes to, let's say, coming here to Sarajevo, and wherever I go, I try to also see the local films, which in many cases I wouldn't see otherwise. Because then sometimes you can find some particular films, some, let's say, I learn a lot about what is happening here, and then not necessarily those films end up in our next edition. But then, for instance, when we do the next focus on let's say Balkan countries, it might be that some of those films and themes and filmmakers might end up in Tampere. So I'm looking for material for my festival. And of course, at the same time, I am here to let's say, give information. And if somebody is interested in Finnish films, I can suggest something, and I might have links, sometimes DVDs, with me. So it's really, this is what festivals do all the time. Yeah. That's why visiting festivals, it's always important. And of course, we spy each other for brilliant ideas and steal what is good and learn from other mistakes. Not that I find mistakes here, but the thing is that you always see that, okay, this is how to do certain things, and maybe, okay, this is a good idea, but one should refine it a little bit more, or, well, if I bring this idea to my country, we would do it a little bit differently, but then it would be good, and I'm grateful for all these possibilities of stealing ideas.
It's a healthy collaboration.
Definitely, it's very important, and the thing is that we need each other all the time, and despite the modern technology, the human contact is still, it's very, let's say, ecologically stupid. It's very old-fashioned. We have all these tools to contact each other, but still really meeting people, having a face between the messages and phone calls, it's very important. And you actually get sort of the feeling of the person, and then you know what kind of things you can maybe later ask from this person when you need help. And of course you try to make an impression that I want to and I'm there if you need help for anything that you do. So everything, all this is important.
That's excellent. Well, thanks very much for joining us and talking to us about the Tampere Film Festival.
Okay, thank you for having me and thank you for listening.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.